Misadventures of Cy and Elmer. Short vacation from the dangers of detecting and have been taking it easy. But we now find the boys all mixed up in another mystery. We last saw them called to the Pumpkinville Depot, where the local station agent was to give them the details of a series of crimes being committed on the railroad right of way. A heavy conference is now going on in the office of the Snoop and Sneak Detective Agency, Limited. And we look in as the old boys, with Elmer, reading their final instructions from their mail order book on how to be a detective.
Now listen close, Si. I'll read it just once more, and that's all.
Yeah?
Says here, to add up all your evidence and information.
Yeah?
Then subtract all gossip, inference, and hearsay.
Yeah?
And then tabulate the results.
Yeah?
Which will give you the newsless on which to base your working theory. And then you proceed from there to locate the bookie.
Yeah. That mixes me up worse than if we never had the book, Elmer.
Certainly it mixes you up, but it's easy for me, nothing to it. All them big words don't mean nothing but to just sit right down and figure out how much you know about the case. And then get busy doing something about it.
Yeah, it's awful nice, Elmer, to know all about them hard things.
Oh, take nothing.
I don't know what I'd ever do without you.
Oh, shucks, Si, that's all right. I don't mind dividing up my brains with fellas that was behind the door when they was passing out the scents.
Where do we start with?
Well, we'll start figuring how much we know about the case.
We don't know nothing, only that Zeke has hired us to work for the railroad.
Well, railroad said they hired the best local talent, didn't it?
Yeah.
And we're it, Si Perkins. We're the best talent of any kind.
Yeah, but do you reckon Zeke has got the right to hire us for the job? Shows we'll get paid and all?
Why, looky here, Si. Didn't he show us that telegram from the president of the railroad? Right from the president?
Yeah.
Saying expense didn't matter nothing?
Well, of course, expense don't matter to the railroad.
Of course not.
Yeah, but it matters plenty to us. And if we don't get no pay...
No sweet spirits of cider, Si.
Eh?
That means the railroad don't care how much expense we cost him in getting this thing fixed up.
Oh, all right, if that's it.
Ain't no ifs about it. When Elmer Peabody says a thing, well, that's it. It's so.
And we got to detect a real murder, Elmer?
Certainly it's a real murder. Whole lot of murders, if you ask me.
Well, maybe it ain't so bad, Elmer. Zeke might have just been putting on a little first.
Si, he weren't putting on nothing. There's been 5 men killed out there. Yes, sir, 5 of them. And 2 of them was private detectives for the railroad.
And that's what I don't like about it, Elmer.
Don't like what?
Well, what's it going to stop you and me from being the next 2 detectives killed?
Why, because them other detectives wasn't smart like you and me.
Huh?
They were just plain detectives. You know, Si, without no diploma from a correspondence school or instruction book like this wouldn't help me nothing.
Somehow I'm getting awful nervous.
It don't mean nothing. You get nervous crossing the street.
Yeah.
Now, let's see what we know about this here case. We know there's a section crew working out on that branch line of Squash Holler, don't we?
Yeah.
Right past where it goes over the bridge.
Yeah.
And we know, too, that there's been a man killed there every darn night for the past 5 nights.
And we got to ride that 3 o'clock train to the junction and then walk 2 miles, Emma. 2 whole miles.
Yeah, that's right. What's the matter with you? You can walk 2 miles, can't you?
Yeah, I can do it, but that ain't it.
Well, what kind of talk is it? You can do it, but it ain't it.
Well, I mean I can walk all right.
Yeah, I hope so.
Yeah, but we'll be walking right into a terrible, dangerous case. in the dark.
Oh, sweet sorghum, Si. Ain't you ever going to get over being scared about everything?
We don't know who's doing the murdering or how they're doing it or nothing.
Certainly we don't know who's doing it or how.
No.
That's what they're hiring us for, you darn old ninny, to find out. We're detectives.
Yeah, but if all them others have been killed, we're liable to get it, too.
No, we ain't. We're smart, Si. Yeah. That is, I'm smart, and you get part of the credit by tagging along with me.
Won't Zeke tell us just what happened out there?
Nobody will tell us nothing till we get on the job. Zeke said the story was so darn wild nobody believe it. The railroad is getting scared. They can't keep no men working out there. Say, did you know all them Mexican boys is ready to quit right now?
Is they Mexican fellas on the section crew?
The only kind of a section crew I ever heard of is Mexicans with an Irish boss.
Yeah?
Them Mexican boys is wanting to run off the job right now.
Yeah, that don't look like we're going to have a very nice time out there, Emma.
Ain't going to have a nice time. We're going to do some desperate detectives, Si Perkins. And it's about time, too. Laying around this office for 3 days, going to a barn dance, and then going to a picture show. Si, we're getting soft. Getting soft, I tell you.
Yeah, I noticed you was letting that gal in the hotel barbershop shine up your fingernails.
Yeah?
Yeah, and you can't read the paper now, lessen you got gloves on you, for fear them darn fingernails are shining in your eyes.
Now, looky here, Si Perkins. My fingernails ain't got nothing to do with you. Not a darn thing, nothing at all.
Well, all right.
Waiter told me to get them fixed. That's all. So they look nice when you put them on the tablecloth, eating dinner with it.
Yeah, and maybe the waiter told you to get them fixed, all right. But I'll bet she won't think none too much of you, Elmer, after I tell her that you sit in there for 2 hours with that finger-fixing gal holding your hand.
Well, what do you think she'd be doing? She couldn't shine my fingernails and be holding my foot, could she?
Now
cut all this foolishness and figure out this case.
Well, I've been trying to. But how can we figure out anything when we don't know how them fellas is getting killed out there?
Si, nobody ain't going to tell us nothing till we get out there, I've been telling you.
Yeah?
Because they're afraid we won't take the case. All we know for sure is that there was a man killed out there every night for 5 nights.
Yeah.
Get that through your head, if you can think.
Yeah.
And that they was killed just exactly at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, but why didn't we know nothing about it before this, Hammer? It wasn't in the papers or nothing?
Certainly it wasn't in the papers. The railroad's trying to keep it quiet.
Yeah.
So the working folks don't get scared. All scared in that part of the country.
I don't think it's no kind of a case for us to go out on tow.
Why not?
Well, why don't the railroad keep us sending out more of their own detectives till they get it figured out?
Because the railroad's had two of their best detectives killed already, I'm telling you.
Yeah, and that's what I'm worrying about, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
If there's been two detectives killed already, there's liable to be two more get hurt. And I can't see no sense in it being us.
Yes, but the railroad figures that fellas like us, Si, who knows this country, can figure out them goings on and stop them.
Yeah, that may be a good figuring, all right.
Certainly it is.
Yeah, for the railroad.
Yeah.
But it ain't going to stop us from getting the same thing them other fellas got.
We're going to know what we're getting in before we get there, I've been telling you.
Yeah.
That section boss is going to meet us at the junction. And while we're walking down them 2 miles of track, he's going to tell us all about it.
Yeah, but how will his telling us keep us from getting killed?
Well, he can tell us just what them other fellas did and said all the time they was there, can't he? He can tell us at exactly what spot and what time they got killed. And we won't be in none of them places, that's all. Doing none of them things at none of them times. And so we won't get hurt.
Yeah, maybe you're right, Emmy. But it sounds mighty dangerous to me.
Certainly it's dangerous, but we knew we was going to get into dangers when we started being detectives. Now, come on, Si, get your stuff together and give your gun to me.
What for, Emmett?
Well, I want to make sure it's loaded. If we get in any trouble, shoot it off.
I ain't never shot it at all yet.
Yeah, this will be a good chance for you to practice with it.
Yeah.
When you get ready to shoot it, well, you better point at me.
Point the gun at you?
Certainly.
What for, Emmett?
So there won't be no danger of me getting hit.
Who's that, Emmett?
Well, how in turn did I know? You can see through that door just as good as I can. Well, come on in, come on.
Hello, Sheriff. Come on in and sit down.
Yes, come on right in, Sheriff.
Can't stay but a minute, boys. But I want to be sure you're all ready to go and give you these.
Yeah? What's them things, Sheriff?
I know what they are, Si. Them's regular deputy sheriff badges the sheriff has given us to take along on this case. Ain't you, Sheriff?
Yeah, they're mighty pretty, all right.
That's what they are. You boys want to remember now that you are regular officers of the law. I thought you might have to arrest somebody to do a good job out there, and as I can't spare none of my boys right now, I'm deputizing you boys, you know?
Yeah.
And you now have the authority of Pumpkin County right square behind you.
Yeah, but I thought a private detective like us couldn't arrest nobody.
Si, that's what the sheriff's trying to tell you. We're deputy sheriffs now, and we can arrest fellas just same as the sheriff. Didn't I tell you, sir, that the time weren't far off when the sheriff couldn't get along without me and you, didn't it?
Yes, you did, Elmer. And I guess you figure we're mighty smart fellas to be making deputies out of us, don't you, Sheriff?
Oh, I guess you're all right for some things, boys, but I got a bigger reason than that for giving you them deputy stars. Now, you boys are liable to get killed. That's a cinch, and...
Elmer, did you hear that?
Sir, I don't mean nothing. Sheriff just knows he can't get no other fellas as smart and brave as us, that's all.
What's them deputy stars they got to do with us getting killed?
Well, I would just call sort of figuring that if they knew you boys was deputy sheriffs, they'd think twice about killing you. And if they didn't know it, it'd go harder with them for killing you.
Hey, Elmer, that don't sound just right to me.
Hush up, Si, will you? Sheriff, you're just having some fun with us. Come on, yeah, that's all. Come on, get your stuff packed in.
Well, I reckon we got everything, Elmer.
Looks like you got everything but the city hall. What is all that paraphernalia you got there, anyway?
Sir, guns and badges and plenty of bullets and stuff.
Yeah, biggest thing there is that darn fool moving picture camera size. Whatever he wants to carry that log for is more than I can figure out.
Yeah, the camera's a good thing for a detective. Hey, Sheriff.
Well, sometimes they come in mighty handy, yes, sir. But do you know how to work that thing, sir? The druggist was telling me that you was having right smart trouble with it.
Well, I got it running all right now. And I'm going to get some pictures with it at the scene of the crime. I better get some clothes, too.
Yes, well, I don't see how you're going to take no pictures with it in the dark. Don't forget, now this trouble we're going to mix in has got a habit of happening long towards midnight.
Yeah, but some of the clues ought to be laying around there the next morning, hadn't they?
Yeah, if you're still alive to take pictures in the morning.
Elmer.
Sheriff, what's the matter with you? What do you mean, if we're still alive in the morning?
Don't you think we will be, Sheriff?
Well, them other fellas ain't.
And with that pleasant little thought, we must leave the detectives on their way into a dangerous mystery case. Your announcer will tell you when you may hear another episode of Cy and Elmer over this station.